Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And we're here again to do some healings with the Creation Light Ship and the light beams. So I'd like you to maybe first, if you're new to the program, to just click on Creation Light Ship Healing. And then after that, scroll down and bring up the light beam. We'll be energizing her during this program. So we'll just talk about the Creation Light Ship. It comes here once every 2,000 years. It's the source that Jesus used for his miraculous healings and teachings of ascension. And we're here to help people do healings, and we do sample healings throughout the show here. This week is going to be very interesting. Sylvia will be talking about that. So what I'd like to do first is maybe some chakra clearings here. And we do many healings down here in the physical with people. And the main thing is that for the ascension process, a lot of people are looking for tools to understand how to do this. Maybe they'll go back in earthly time and figure out maybe how the Egyptians were talking about having, everlasting life, et cetera. But the main thing is that you must be in your body with your spirit for the ascension. So this program is all about that and showing you ways and energies how to get into your body. So the first thing we're going to do is a chakra alignment. This will get you more energy into your body so you can feel better. And your chakras are the invisible energy that you cannot see, but they are one of our energy bodies, and they feed the life force energy to our body, so in our organs and cells. So here we go. We'll go to the heart center first, and we're going to just move that around slightly here. There we go. Now we're going to go up to your throat chakra, number 5, the heart's number 4. There we go. Looks great. And going around to your third eye, and this is the light ship is doing for you. Something for you to do. All these healings are basically instantaneous. You just sit back and relax and allow them to do the work. And then the work that you have to do in the long run here is to get into your body, get your spirit into your body fully. There we go. Your third eye looks wonderful. Now we'll go back down to below the heart, your power chakra, number 3. There we go. And moving this around. Wonderful. And second chakra, that's looking very good also. And now we're going down to the first chakra. Great. So what we're going to do now is an opening. Most people's chakras are maybe a couple inch diameters. And we're going out to full body width now. So heart chakra, I'll use the word spin to do this. So spin, 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 open. Now we're going to go up to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Now go to your third eye. Spin, 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 open. Great. And now we're going back down now below the heart. Going to your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. And second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. Now we'll do an entity clearing. This is going to help you get more into your body because we're taking away these energies that should not be with you. And they come in because basically you're not in your body, you're not home. And so this is why they attach to us here. So we're getting rid of these energies, emotional bodies of people who've passed on. This is most of them that attach to us. There's other energies out there, too, that are off-planet that come into our physical body. And releasing right now just these entities here. There we go. There's planetary energies that core to us, take away our life force against our free will. There's other energies that actually come into us. They look like energetic worms, in a sense, and they'll cause us harm, too. So, but there's other things, too. But I won't go into that too much here. We're just mainly working with entities here because they have a consciousness here from the earth plane and can take you off your spiritual path or have you act out your lifetime in your body. So here we go. Going to bring your spirit back to you. You may feel the presence of you coming around you. The people who can sense this will typically feel like this pressure on the outside of their body. Some people feel like tingles on that side where the spirit is standing. Now, the spirit looks like you. If you're 5'6", it's going to be 5'6". So it'll look just like you. So here we go. You can come into your body now, and your spirit knows how to do this, so it'll come in perfectly fine. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Coming in more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll do some more entity releasing here. So we'll just concentrate on entities right now below the waist, in your legs, ankles, feet right now. Release those energies here. And we'll bring in your spirit more into these energies areas right now. So here we go. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good. Just shifting your spirit down into your legs. And you may actually feel your body getting heavier down there. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wonderful. Now we're going to bring you in from the waist on up to the top of your head. Clear away some more entities. Great. And here we go. Coming into your body more. We're cleansing your spirit. Remember, your spirit has to be healed first before it can come back into you. Because it probably won't want to come. It's been here, done that. And the trauma and the anxieties and the fear and the anger, anything that's not love energy, which basically is what we experience here typically of living on the earth plane, all these trials and tribulations, it just can't handle that frequency of judgment. So here we come. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now this is the most important thing probably, I would guess, in the show, is to get you into your heart center. This is where you want to be for your spiritual guidance and the connection to the divine. This is your spirit. The divine is not outside of yourself. It's with you. So as you look all around for spirituality, it's just inside of you in your heart. You don't have to move at all. It's right there. So here we go. Think of your forehead, we'll say, being your waking consciousness. And your heart being the first floor and the waking consciousness on your forehead, number 10. So think of an elevator dropping down, and here we go. We're going to drop your conscious down into your heart center. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. And you should feel like you're a little more in your body. You should feel more heart-centered. And we'll just energize now this light being on your screen. So if you want to just watch her, if you don't know where she is, just click on Creation Light Chip Healing and then scroll down about maybe an inch and a half on your scroll bar, and she'll appear for you here. And then underneath her is the BBS Fast Chat if you wish to communicate with us. So she's being energized right now. You may see her eyes become brighter with more white light shining out of her eyes. And you may start to see the rays actually changing colored frequencies. And you're going to see her face sort of lift off the picture here a little bit. This is what most people sense when I get the emails from them. And I do love getting emails from people. So if you'd like to give me an email, you can. Just scroll down a little ways, and you can send us something on how your healings were on the show. We love reading them. Okay, and I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia. So are you there?
I'm here, and welcome, everyone, to our program for this week. And we are talking about the subject of divine love in all of its very wonderful expressions, conscious expressions. And today, specifically, we're going to address the subject of the divine love of self. And I'll tell you a little bit about what we have in store. Of course, we always have wonderful surprises throughout the show, and since it is live and it is devoted to healings, it's always anybody's guess as to what the light ship is going to come through with, but it's always wonderful. So just sit back and relax and enjoy the experience. We are talking about the subject of parallel lives today, and how parallel lives can affect us in our current life and how they can affect our physical condition and our physical healing. So we've talked about having parallel lives before, and Ron's done samples of parallel lives clearings but we haven't really gotten into the aspect of how that affects us physically, and we'll talk about that and also hopefully do a healing regarding that. We'll talk about the twin flame, the other half of us, and we'll talk about how when we are created, we're created with a twin flame energy, and how that connection to our twin flame is supposed to be a strong and present and with us, and how that can be diminished and how to reestablish that. And hopefully we'll have a chance to experience that twin flame energy today as well. And we have some other things in store. And I'll just briefly mention Wednesday we're going to have a program devoted to the divine love of parents and grandparents. And maybe you're someone who's had a wonderful relationship with a parent or a grandparent, and perhaps they've passed on and you haven't really been able to experience that feeling from them and you'd like to. Or maybe you've had a difficult relationship with a parent or a grandparent and you'd like to maybe experience their true essence of their spirit, their original spirit essence in its complete unconditional love and light form. And we'll talk about that and also about the Immaculate Conception healings from the light ship that actually rewrite the history of people's moment of conception. On Friday, we're going to get into the subject of plants and animals and nature and feel the nurturing and loving elements come through to us of different plants, animals, crystals, water, oxygen, and so forth. And then Saturday, we're going to go into the subject of relationships and how to kind of clear up blocked energy from past relationships, forgive things, move on, and experience some very wonderful things on the light ship as well. So you can read about those on the show info section and find out more about it. And we also love to have your input, which you can do either on the fast chat or by going into the email address radio@creationlightship.com and just telling us about your experiences with these things that are happening in the shows. So to get started, Ron, let's talk a bit about how parallel lives came about, how they're affecting us, and then we'll take it from there.
Well, it's kind of all under the pretense of having your spirit diluted from you in your current lifetime. And so there are many lifetimes that everyone is experiencing, typically at one time, and they could be on the earth plane or maybe somewhere else, but typically we'll just talk about the earth plane ones here. So the most detrimental thing is that as much as you try, you cannot always get that energy coming to you because your spirit's out doing many, many lives at one time. Remember, it's in the moment, but as we talk and say, you know, we're being turned off and on continuously. So when we're off, we could be in another lifetime somewhere else in a different time sequence, and then we come back on again then, and we're also off here, and then we go to another one. So you could have, you know, multitudes, you know, as far as lifetimes, and multitudes could be 200 to maybe 1,000 of these things. And the most harmful part is that you're not regaining your spiritual identity down here. Because as much as you're trying, you can only get small parts of you to come to you at one time. And your spirit is supposed to be with you at one time in this lifetime. And so it gets to be very kind of confusing. It gets, you know, very esoteric when you start talking about it. But the main thing is you want to recoup your energy. And what can happen is you could have, let's just say that in a lifetime, you're, say, a very affluent person. You have all the money that you could ever use and need. And this lifetime, maybe you're struggling, and you always go, man, you know, I think I can, spend extra money because I'm rich. And then you find yourself maybe giving stuff away to people, not knowing why. And maybe you don't have it to give away to begin with, but you do give it away. Because in that lifetime, you can do that. You can replace it easily. And then another thing is that maybe you have a physical illness. Maybe in some lifetime, in another falsified manufactured Earth life by the dark side, which this is where you are, incidentally. You're not on the Earth. You're in a replication of this. So remember, I always say that the dark can mimic the light 99.9%. And so there could be a lot of Earths out there, but not of the light. But in this lifetime, you think that you are in the light because you had your soul stolen and brought there. So your soul is thinking that it's doing the right thing. But maybe in that lifetime, for some reason, you have a physical illness. Let's just say that you have a heart condition. So your spirit comes back to you from that lifetime into you now, and it brings that problem with you from it in that lifetime. And so all of a sudden, you start having a heart condition. Or maybe you go through just an awful loss with someone, and then one day you wake up and you go, oh man, I just feel awful. I think somebody died. Well, maybe, you know, you lost a parent in that lifetime or something, but you're suffering from that aspect because, remember, your spirit mimics you, and it brings into you its spiritual identity of who it is and what it is and what it's going through. So this is why you need to come back into wholeness in this lifetime. So these lifetimes are not made up by the divine. It's another entrapment from the dark side. So I hope that's perfectly clear to all of you. You don't want to have anything to do with parallel lives. And they're not really talked about that much, but yet everybody can kind of have a glimpse of it. And that can also work with deja vu in some sense, okay? You might think it's a past life. You go, man, I think I've been here before. Maybe you did come to that same location in another lifetime. Or maybe you came there maybe an hour previously in another life. Maybe you're running a life that's just ahead of yours, you know. So anyway, there's a lot of room to talk there, and we can go on forever with this. But we're going to do some healing now. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you. What ideas do you have?
Well, let's talk just a little bit more about how the parallel lives can affect a person physically in their current lifetime. And then maybe we could do a physical healing maybe of the releasing the energy that's connected to a parallel life that you're experiencing kind of that condition in your current life.
Okay, so let's do a healing, I guess, Sylvia. What would you like to do? Some type of physical healing work?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, so let's
parallel life.
Let me see here. Let's concentrate maybe a healing that would relate to breathing. Let's just do that, okay?
Okay.
So I'm just kind of playing it by ear here. So maybe people out there who have a breathing problem, and what we're going to do is just focus on breathing. That's the issue. And we're going to go to five lifetimes, and the light ship will find this for you, and we're going to take and bring those lifetimes back to you that you're experiencing from the darkness. And they'll be healed, naturally. Your spirit's going to be healed, but you're going to be taken out of those lifetimes. So here we go. We'll use the chakras again. This is how they work. Not that they use the chakras, but it's an indication to us to move the energy. So here we go. Sixth chakra for the first life, cleared. Fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And everybody just take a deep breath right now. I'll do the same thing here. And then exhale. Okay, next life. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared. Boy, I'm yawning. Wow. Expecting someone out there. So sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared. Wow. Third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, let's yawn again. I mean, inhale and exhale. Oh, boy. Well, somebody had a healing. So here we go. One life gone. Yes, here we go. Third life back. Sixth cleared. Oh, boy. Again. Got a picture of that movie Silent Green that was on a long time ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and fourth life. Holy cow. Maybe you're a coal miner or something. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, deep breath. And then exhale. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Boy. Okay, back to you, Sylvia. I got to do some yawning here.
Okay. Well, it brings up an interesting question that's actually on the fast chat, which is, can you be in two bodies at the same time on Earth? So our parallel lives sometimes right here on this existing Earth planet, or are they always in other dimensions or other, dark side mimics of the planet Earth?
Yeah, you should not be in two bodies at once at the same time on the Earth. Okay, so I would say the answer would be typically not, but since we're controlled so much here, that is a possibility. But I would say that you should not be in more than one lifetime here on this planet as you're hearing me talk right now. So elsewhere, yes, that is definitely possible. But here, it should not be that way. And back
so
to
then
Ethiopia.
Typically this on other kind of versions of Earth or other dimensions or time frames or something like that?
Yes, it would be like a parallel universe in a sense where it's created where you think that you're coming back here but you go somewhere else and your spirit just starts running itself ragged. You know, it's attempting to do its job, and its main job is to express through a body that is in creativity of the divine and then also to help heal the body for ascension. And so, yes, the spirit can be very exhausted. You probably all have times where you wake up in the morning and you feel like you've, you know, ran like a foot race someplace, you know, or like you didn't sleep very well, or like, man, why am I so exhausted? I didn't do much the day before. Well, that's because your spirit's out there doing something else with another lifetime for you, more than likely.
I'm sure everyone's had that type of experience or waking up and having the feeling like you've just been through some kind of trauma or some deep, you know, situation, but you have no logical explanation for it.
Yeah, like being pulled through a knothole backwards, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, great. Well, if you experienced anything during that parallel life healing right then, and if you'd like to let us know about it, please give us a message on the fast chat, or you can email. If you can't get on the fast chat, just give us an email at radio@creationlightship.com.
Oh, should we do one other parallel life healing here?
Okay, great. That sounds good.
Let's work on, I get the word loneliness, okay? That seems to be a thing that people have here. Loneliness, let's just do that.
Okay, great.
So here we go. We're going to do five parallel lives that deal with loneliness and bring you back from those lifetimes. This is just to show you how these lifetimes affect you, okay? So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared. Oh, boy, I feel a lot of fear energy coming. Oh, I got to yawn. Excuse me. Oh, boy, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Deep breath. Next life. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Wow, next one is real heavy duty here. Boy, hit the mother load here. Hang on. Wow. Holy cow. Here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Human Angelique's over here yawning. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared. Now my nose is starting to run. Boy, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And another deep breath. And the last life here, number five. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. God, just think if you had 200 lifetimes of loneliness, how bad you would feel right now. Jeez. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wow, that's really something else. Well, I'm sure that someone or many people that are listening are going to feel like something is really lifted from them and feel much better after this, so that's wonderful. Okay, so would you like to do anything else with the parallel lives, Ron, or shall we move on to another subject?
I think we should do one more. This is a lot of fun.
Okay.
Here we go. So I'm trying to think here. What can we deal with? Let's see. We've got loneliness. Another big issue here is feeling abandoned by people. So let's do abandonment.
Oh, that's great. Wonderful.
Okay. So Just sit back and relax. Take a deep breath. You might need to do this. If you want to yawn, it would help me immensely. So go ahead, please yawn. So a deep breath. Wow. Holy cow. Here we go. First life. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Boy, my throat. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. Next life back. This is really a live show, folks. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. How about a deep breath for everybody? Wow, boy. Wow. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, we should do one more, but I'll put you on for a second while I balance out here, Sylvia.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. We have several people mentioning that they had something happening during this on the fast chat. That's great. And we do have one question, which is pertains to people that are listening to the show later on in the archives when it's not live, if this parallel life clearing work will still work for them on the archives. And I believe that it will, but I'll let you verify that, Ron.
Yes, as long as you're not on the light ship itself, it will work. Remember, bringing the energy down here from the light ship to the light beam. So, yeah. So it will definitely work, yes. So we're going to take another issue here. I'm trying to see. Let's use, we'll do two here. Frustration we'll do, and at the same time, we'll do anger. So we'll clear two lives at one time here for each one of these here. So this might be a little heavy duty, so here we go.
Okay.
So getting ready here. So take a deep breath. Here we go. First life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Number two, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Number three life. Let's take a deep breath again here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Number four, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Another deep breath, and lifetime number five. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So this should be like a no-brainer for most of you, you know. We think that we have problems here that are our own problems, and just by doing this parallel life exercise, this stuff isn't really ours, you know. So you can just kind of let your mind think on that, how much we go through here. And we're dealing with other lifetimes of stuff that we know nothing about. You know, the past life is worse enough. And then to get this thing here coming on top of us, I mean, wow. So anyway, you can all kind of see where this is going, that, you know, even if you think that you have all these problems, it may not even be your own. You may be actually okay. You're just dealing with the residue of somebody else. So what's next, Sylvia?
I guess that could really explain the issue of, you know, when things are, when you're feeling certain ways, that doesn't have any logical explanation in your life. You know, it's a beautiful sunny day, everything's going well, and you just feel off or blue or something like that for no reason.
Yeah.
So that would be something that would probably respond very well to the parallel left clearings. And maybe you can just mention, Ron, about the parallel life clearings that you do. I know you do two different kinds, and we could talk about that just a little bit and then answer a couple questions from the fast chat.
Yeah, one of them is like what we're doing now, where it's this lifetime. And then the other one, I believe, can go back to all of your lifetimes off of this planet with their parallel lives. So that gets pretty complicated, mind-boggling, but the light ship can do this. So that's, you know, unfortunately, I don't want to sound negative, but kind of the more you find out, you know, the more you find is wrong with you. But the good news is that the light ship is here to, in a sense, save us, you know, at the time of ascension. And so this is why you want to be in your body. So like I said, your only protection is your body. And like I may have said earlier, a lot of people go out and look for tools to do different things and different types of spiritual practices. And the main thing is, you know, your spirit doesn't need all that. It's just smarter than any practitioner that you can ever go to. So, you know, connect with your spirit. Go inside. So anyway, that's, Eddie asked if we're healing the lifetimes or merging them into one. These lifetimes are not created by us. So it may have come out a little bit late yet, I don't know. But the lifetimes are a dark side manifestation. And so, and then our spirit doesn't know the difference too much, and it goes to these lifetimes because it thinks that it has to automatically be with them. So our only lifetime is right here, right now, that we're, you know, in theory dealing with. There are other exceptions, but basically we're not merging those lifetimes into this one because we don't need them. They're not of the divine essence energy. So I hope that answered the question there. And back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm glad you took up that question. That's a good one. And then we've got a couple others. This question is our spirit being brought back to us during these healings? Because our spirit is just going to go through the same thing over again if we don't.
Yeah, it is being brought back to you, yes. Uh-huh. And so your information that you have now stored in your body and your spirit hearing this information will know that it shouldn't be doing this. But so what's coming back to you knows the truth. What's out there still may not fully understand that. So it's kind of hard to describe that exactly. But it should know not to go into these lifetimes. So I would hope that's what the answer would be, but I can't guarantee that. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, good. Well, it's just past the half of the hour, so let's move on to another subject so that we can cover that as well. So we also want to talk today about the importance of really connecting to your own divinity. The whole main central message from the Creation Lightship about going within and, you know, getting in your body and connecting there with your spirit. And it really helps to start feeling your spirit energy within you and to use that for healing, because the spirit is what can facilitate or be the conduit for the divine energy and the healings to take place. So, Ron, if you would, let's please drop everyone back into, you know, the mind, into the heart to get people heart-centered again. And then maybe we can do a healing to help people direct their spirit energy into different parts of their body for healing.
Okay, so yeah, I'm sure that we're probably all now in the mental realm trying to figure out what just happened.
So, yeah, figure out all these parallel
back
lives.
Now to the heart. And here we go. We'll do the countdown from your mind to your heart. So think of an elevator, 10th floor is your mind, your awakening consciousness, going to your heart, the first floor. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, when you think a thought, it should be coming out of your chest area, okay? If it's not, you want to just keep doing this exercise here, okay, until you can actually feel like your actual head, in a sense, your thinking, your consciousness is in your heart center, and that's the way you know that you're connected there. And it's a feeling of being in that, in your body cavity there, okay? That's the only way I can really put it. Because when you're in your head, you know you're in your head, because all of a sudden, you know, you're completely aware of what you're seeing, and your thoughts are like working that way, but in your heart center, it's different. So what we're going to do now is, since your spirit now is in your heart center and you're connected with it consciously to talk with it, I want you all to ask your spirit now, just talk inside of your head or out loud, that you want it now to go to your hands, okay? And the light chip will also help you do this here. This is a way so you can learn how to do some healings for yourself, okay? So we'll direct your spirit to go to your hands right now and to do healings, whatever it would take to do that. So here we go. We'll just have the light chip help you with this here a little bit. And we'll put some music on and see you back in about a minute. And you may feel your hands get heavier, maybe tingle. So here we go. Command your spirit to go to your feet, maybe your ankles and your feet right now. Time, command your spirit to go to your hip area. Your spirit to maybe go into your shoulder somewhat. Maybe you might have an ache or pain there between your shoulder blades. So we'll do that right now. Remember, all healings are a command. It's not like, will you please do this? You have to command. That's one of the main things. You have to use your in a sense, it's not necessarily force of will, but it's the love energy to command your spirit to do this work for you. People say, I now command and demand. So command and demand is another way of saying it. So it's kind of how you wish to verbalize this here. But remember, it's that command which is allowing the divine to work for you. Remember, the divine always thinks that you're perfect. And so even though you may complain about a situation, they know that you're just complaining until you really come forth to indicate that you wish to have something really change in your life. And that's what you're doing, is commanding. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Great. So as far as commanding the energy, and you mentioned that that's not really force of will, can you talk about how you command energy from the heart?
Okay, just go to your heart center. And what you're going to do when you get to your heart center, you're actually going to feel the presence of the divinity inside of you. And at that point, it's love energy. And then that's what heals you, is love. And then at that point, as you're commanding this here, you're commanding this in love in your heart center. So it's not necessarily being inside of your head commanding it. You're in your heart commanding your spirit to do the work for you. And I hope that answered the question. But you have to be in your heart to do the love energy of anything. Another question on the fast chat relates to, I guess, how do I know if I'm getting the right spirit back to me? And that's the same process. You want to go inside. And your spirit will only allow into you the parts of you that you're calling back. So when you are doing a spirit retrieval, then what's coming back to you is your spirit. On the parallel life one, we disconnected you from these lifetimes, you see, and this allowed your spirit to come back in wholeness to you. So this is what that healing did. It allowed it to leave these lifetimes where these issues were a major part of you. So we just focused on issues. So your spirit is, like I said earlier, your only protection that you have, and that's with you continuously. And your percentage of protection, we'll say, is how much you're inside of your body with your spirit. This is why you need to be in your body with your spirit and have that communion with it, instead of having a mind communion with the mind matrix, a collective consciousness, which has nothing to do with your divinity of your spirit. It's just thoughts. And so we get sucked into all these thought forms and thoughts, other people's thoughts, mind control thoughts, etc. And your spirit really doesn't really know nothing about those, because it's strictly love energy. So this is why you want to stay connected to your heart, to have that divine communion with your spirit.
I think this question on the fast chat, Ron, also might have to do with the parallel lives clearing, and asking, how do you know that this existence right here is the right one that spirit should come back to out of these other parallel lives?
Because right now this is where you're working. And so you're here consciously in this lifetime working with this spirit in this lifetime. So, yeah, this would be the right one for you. You know, I don't think this is being done elsewhere, because the light ship doesn't exist there. So this knowledge probably is not even available to those other life forms that you would think would be you, because it doesn't exist. It's just strictly a fabrication, a cloning, we'll say, a artificial intelligence that does not have the divine spark inside of it, except your spirit is, in a sense, kind of told or forced through the spiritual hierarchy, the spiritual laws here that were in place by the Galactic Federation to take us off our spiritual walk here. And so that's who's in charge of this mind-controlling aspect. And our spirit doesn't exactly know that 100% truth, because you don't have the connection to your home base energy, where your true spiritual guidance is and where you would normally go to when you go to sleep at night, and or in between each incarnation, and to connect with your twin flame for backup. So you're basically cut off, and you're behind, in a sense, enemy lines without your radio. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, that is actually leads right into our other topic for today, of the twin flames and the home base, which is basically a very important subject, like you just were saying, that without that, it's like being out without your backup band or your spiritual guidance and so forth. So let's talk about that a little bit more, and then if time allows, it would be wonderful if we could bring each person's twin flame spirit energy in for them to experience.
Okay, so like time's getting short again. We probably have about 10 minutes, so here we go. When you're first created off of the source energy, your first creation is that you are a definite light being. And the light being of who you are has the full frequencies of source energy with it. And then naturally you're created to be an expression of the source energy. So then you're going out to the universe at that point in time to experience the divine, to see what the divine has created, okay? And you can also create. So that first place you go to is your home base energy. Now, everybody that was created and have left the source energy at the exact same time will go to the same home base energy. This is your true spiritual family. And this is where you go back to after each incarnation, maybe to have some R&R and to talk about, you know, your experiences, and also to go there, you know, when you're not in your body, like when you're sleeping. Remember, you don't need to be in your body when you're sleeping because your spirit seals your body and you're not conscious, okay? So your spirit only works with your awakening consciousness where it can talk to you. When you're sleeping, it can't really do that. And there are some exceptions to that, but we'll just kind of go on this aspect that when you're sleeping, you're normally not in your body, okay? Next thing is, because you need a reflection of yourself to have somebody to talk to and to express the experiences that you have previously done or did during that same day, you have a twin flame energy, which is the other half of you. So it's like having two identical halves of the same thing. And typically we may look at that as, since we call it a twin flame, that would be, in a sense, we'll just say male and female, okay? Doesn't normally have to be that way, but we'll just say that it is, okay? And so one half of you with your divine, unique, spiritual expression of who you are is somewhere else out in the universe exploring the divine, and you're out also on planet Earth exploring the divine. And so what would happen would be each night when you go to sleep, you would then join your twin flame energy, or you could even call it into yourself in this lifetime if you need some help. Maybe you have a problem and you say, I need some backup help here. So instead of going to maybe a psychic reader or something to get your spiritual information, you would just say, okay, twin flame, where are you? I need some help. I need a different perspective on this. And it would come to you and help you. Or you say, man, I don't understand what you're saying. I need my full backup band. Then you can call upon the energies from your home base energy. Well, those two main things are cut off from you here. The dark side, the Galactic Federation, took away your home base energy and also took away your twin flame connection. So you lost those. There is a small link. People talk about their silver cord, okay? And that little silver cord energy is just enough energy to keep your little spirit vital. It should be gigantic, okay? So you could do miracles and everything else and have a full consciousness. But it's so small that it doesn't have enough frequency to it. It's only enough just to keep your spirit alive, and just enough so that the darkness can take away your life force energy. So you're always kind of like running on maybe idle, or, you know, almost even that. Maybe you're running on, say, three cylinders instead of eight, okay? So what happens is that this process has perpetuated throughout time on the Earth here, and we're now here trying to figure out our own divinity, and we're trying to plug into our spirit. So naturally, when you're out in parallel lives that are fabricated and you're trying to bring in your energy here, you know, it is pretty rough, but that's what you're missing. So what we're going to do now is bring in from the light ship, okay? We can't bring it in from your home base. We have to bring it in from the light ship. So we're going to bring in your twin flame energy from the light ship to you. And it can only stay for a short time because you're not fully connected to it. So here we go. just kind of sit back and relax, and this will come in through the beautiful light being on the screen. Remember, the reason why you can't bring it in yourself is because you don't hold the frequency high enough unless you eliminated the emotions out of your body, okay, and your past life emotions, because that's what has to be done in order for you to hold the frequency of love to have your twin flame stay with you. It won't stay in you with judgment. It's at too high of a frequency. Your spirit is barely hanging in with you, okay? Your twin flame is much more evolved than you would be here because of your many incarnations. So it really can't stick inside of your body. That's the reason why it can't stay with you until you do the work to become more whole, okay? So here we go. Just kind of sit back and relax, and we'll bring in this total essence of you here. And it'll also be yourself and also your twin flame with it, but we'll have the light ship concentrate more on your other half right now to bring that into you here. There we go. There we go. You should feel your body calming down. And this is a very, very peaceful, very sacred experience, so I'll just put some music on here and allow you to be with your twin flame energy for a couple of minutes here. Remember, your twin flame will only come into your heart. You have to be heart-centered. So drop yourself down into your heart. Otherwise, you may miss it. Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, that's wonderful. So hope everyone enjoyed that and felt their twin flame energy there. Let's talk a little bit, because we are almost out of time, about the important dates that are coming up right around the corner.
Okay, so on the 13th of next month, we have our four-hour Creation Lightship Healing Session on Saturday. Starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. The cost on that is $60. And then we have our wonderful healings for $20, which are Mondays and Fridays, and that's 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And if you wish to come on our email list, just scroll down to the bottom of this site here, the screen, and you're going to see a large pink box. Just click on it and fill the information out, and we can have you on our email list. Also, like I said, I really enjoy getting emails from all of you. And I want to say blessings for the ones that who have had sessions with me, which allows me to stay on this radio program here. So So thank you for all of you doing this here. So I guess we'll probably be signing off shortly here. Ed had a question momentarily here. What happens to the parallel us when our spirit pulls out? Well, the parallel us was a creation that is not a divine creation from the light. So I would imagine that it no longer would be in existence. Or they may try to find another another body, another spirit for it, possibly. I don't know. That, you know, trying to kidnap another one. Remember, you're stealing your souls, okay? This is what the dark side does. So you don't want to have your soul stolen, so you want to stay in your body. This is the main thing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we want to thank everyone who sent in a wonderful testimonial about their healing experiences. And if you'd like to read some of those, they're just above the light being. You can see them scrolling in the green lettering. So that's wonderful to read. And thank you, everyone who sent those in. And just, Ron, if you could very briefly mention the Master 1-2-4 clearing that you do for anyone who'd like to learn about getting that twin flame connection reestablished.
Yeah, you need to have first an emotional clearing and a mental clearing and a sensory clearing to hold the frequency of your twin flame energy. And then there's four clearings in one. First clearing is separating you from 13 or more planetary energies that are either invisible or visible to us. So either way, but they cord your energetic system. That's part one. Part two is a connection to your home base energy. This is where you normally would go to after each incarnation and during the incarnation. Part three is your twin flame connection. And once you have those first two, the second two, you feel whole and complete inside of yourself. You're not longing and yearning for anything outside of yourself, typically any longer, because you're satisfied. And the last part is taking you out of the mind control matrix thought-controlling soul families here that people have that they reincarnate into over and over again, thinking that, you know, you have to be here, and this is the process and the agenda that the dark side put in place to hold you captive here. So we take you out of that, too. This is all done by the light ship. So we're getting close to our time here. So I guess we'll just be signing off and hope to see you all coming up here next Wednesday, and if you'd like to do a light ship session, just connect with me. And they do physical healings on the light ship. So blessings to all of you, and good night.
Blessings to all. Goodbye. See you Wednesday.